Hi, I'm Von Choate, and you are listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Diana Chicky with Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com, your backstage pass for all your local entertainment. My guest today is an author and public speaker who wrote a book titled Sissy, A True Story of Sisterhood and Survival. This book is comparable to When Heaven and Earth Change Places by Lely Hayslip and Jay Wirtz, and the 1993 movie, the Oliver Stone film, based on this memoir. I'm delighted to welcome to the show via phone from Los Angeles, Van Choate. She's a beautiful woman who has an amazing story to share. Her book is based on her own memoir. Born in Vietnam, she tells the story about a large Vietnamese family caught up in the war and their survival from the time she was 4 years old up until her late 20s as an orphan during and after the Vietnam War. Van lost her parents during the battle in 1964. Raised by her grandmother in Saigon with her brother, sister, and several cousins, she suffered from hunger and extreme poverty. Van will discuss her book and how resilient people are in making and remaking their lives despite horrific adversity, and how nations, like people, can recover from their wounds considered past healing. Don't go away. We'll be right back with my guest via phone from Los Angeles, Van Choate, author and public speaker. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, with Saga Beach's local online radio.
Hello, I'm Margaret Atwood, and you're listening to BeachBoosterRadio.com.
Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. I'm delighted to have on the show today via phone from Los Angeles, the beautiful Van Choate. She's an author and public speaker. She currently has a book titled Sissy, A True Story of Sisterhood and Survival, and has an amazing story to share with us. Welcome to Beach Corner, Van.
Hi, Diana. How are you?
I'm doing great. So nice to have you on the show. You were born on the Gulf of Thailand, southwest of Saigon. So tell us a little bit about Van. Who is Van?
Van is a little girl who became an orphan at the age of 4. She is a person with feet firmly planted in two cultures, two homelands. Vietnam and America. Von is a survivor. She survived the bloody battle that killed her parents in 1964. She survived the infamous state offensive in 1968.
Wow.
And a gallant shooter in Philippines in 1968 also. She had a collision with a lumber truck which almost killed her. Left her on the side of the road. She was renamed Sissy by her abusive American adoptive father.
Oh my gosh.
Together with my brother and sister, we escaped to U.S. with my adopted family on the eve of Saigon fall in April of 1975.
Wow.
You know, I would think that when we come to America, we have a better life and things would look up for us. Well, my tragic life did not end there. In America, my sorrow compounded. I met my high school sweetheart, and whom later became my husband, in 1979. He died 7 years later. At the age of 27, he was a U.S. soldier who gave me two sons and a new mission in life.
Wow. So touching. So your story, I mean, you know, it's quite incredible. How did you cope during these hardships?
It was not easy. You know, children who are orphaned at an early age, they either in Vietnam or even now in the Middle East, They have to grow up fast or they'll die. They have to find a way to survive.
Wow.
Of course, are blessed with the care of surviving relatives, and some are not.
Mm-hmm.
In my case, my brother, my younger sister, and I were very lucky. We at least had our grandmother, an aunt, and uncle, even though some of those aunt and uncle did not want to care for us at all. All they wanted to do was just throw us into orphanage and forget about us. And some never even speak to us our entire life.
That's incredible. So what are your fondest memories of your family?
You know, when people ask me this question, it always brings tears to my eyes because I remember it kind of jogged my memory back to where my mother brushing my hair at 4 years old, 3 years old, and I remember she was really beautiful. And I remember that every time she go to the market, she always bring home this a little bundle of sticky rice with coconut milk on it. It's really good. And she brought it home from the market for us. That's a treat for us for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember there's one occasion, my brother, he's very bad. He always throws sticky grass seed on my hair when I take a nap during the daytime. So my mother finally punished him by opening an account with the ice cream vendor for me. And he couldn't have any, but I can have all the ice cream that I want.
That's cute. That's so cute. So you went through so much as a young girl when you came to North America. Did you think this was your chance to turn things around?
Well, to tell you the truth, at that time, I didn't really think about anything except for surviving day by day. When I first came to America, I don't really know what to expect of my life because at that time, I was with my adopted parents, and as I explained in my book, that was not a very pleasant experience. So future was a foreign concept until I met my husband in high school, and then we eventually got married. That's when life became better for me. I began to see the potential and envision the world of possible and having a direction to move forward, to want to become somebody.
So you were married and you had two children. You talked about that. Unfortunately, you did lose your husband at a very young age and you raised your sons alone. So where did you find the strength to pull yourself and obtain a BA and an MA degrees?
That was not too hard for me because thinking back of my life, you know, my grandmother was born and married into an upper class in the North Vietnam. So her family is very rich. So she has servants that doing everything for her. She was illiterate. And when my parents passed away and I was in her care, we didn't have much at all. I mean, but she did her best to keep me in grade school and keep me clean and clothe me, even though we have only two sets of clothes to interchange. And she knew that my mother cherished education, so she always remind me that if you are close to the light, you will shine. And if you're close to the dark, you become darkness. In other words, when you go to school, you have to be around with people that are smart, that people that are willing to help you and coach you. And I remember that. So when my husband passed away, I have no choice, really. I wanted to do better. I wanted my children to look up to me. I wanted to have a better life for us, and I don't want to struggle. When my husband passed away, I have like $100-something in my bank account. That's all I have, and with two sons. And yeah, I was terrified, but I just pick myself up and move on.
That is so wonderful.
I can care the children. You know, sometimes I even bring my children to night class because I couldn't find anyone to take care of them at nighttime. The professor was really nice, and the children were wonderful. They didn't cry when I had a break from class. That's when they come to me and say, "Mama, I need to go to the restroom." It was just heartbreaking, but it was a blessing to me. I think that the angel was with me. They're helping me raising my children. Otherwise, I would have not done it on my own.
Sounds like it. Well, joining me today via phone from Los Angeles is author and public speaker Van Choate. You're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com.
Is your new or existing business looking for recognition in Wasaga Beach? Beach Booster Group is your one-stop shop for all things local, all things promotional. Beach Booster will succeed in creating a complete local promotional package that can include high-profile outdoor, print, and radio promotion of your business and services. Beach Booster's community events offer additional opportunity for visible participation of your company in the Wasaga Beach area. Beach Booster Promotions also specializes in all types of promotional products and apparel to help you create your local and professional profile. Contact us at info@beachbooster.com or call 705-241-9762. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com with my guest via phone from Los Angeles, Van Choate. So, Van, have you returned to Vietnam?
Yes. In matter of fact, I have made 5 trips back to South Vietnam since we escaped in 1975.
And how was that for you?
It was wonderful. I remember on my first trip back in 1991. I saw my grandmother again since we departed Vietnam, and I wanted to also touch base with my uncle and aunt to see what had happened to my baby sister. At the time, my grandmother was very excited to see us. She knew that my brother and my younger sister and I were safe in America, so that was the best thing for her. And she wanted to see the 2 great-grandchildren. That was my 2 sons, Eric and John. So in 1995, my second trip back, I brought my 2 sons with me to meet their great-grandmother. Sadly, my grandmother had died a week earlier.
Aww.
No one told me. So the boys didn't get to see their great-grandmother after all. And I believe she was about 106 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's amazing. So your book, Sissy, A True Story of Sisterhood and Survival, is based on your story. What are you hoping to convey to your readers with this book?
I wanted to convey hope. I wanted my reader to believe that adversity can be overcome, regardless of tragedies. And I really want people to experience and to feel just a little about what life was like for a family during war.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, I want to raise the awareness of the difficult circumstances orphans everywhere find themselves in every day. And the fact that in many Asian countries, not just Vietnam now, orphans face prejudice and hostility for no reason other than culture, through no fault of their own.
Wow, that's amazing.
I'd like to add, especially female orphans in particular, who still have less value in Asia.
That's so sad, and we're 2015, hard to believe. Are you planning to bring this book to the big screen?
Yes, that is my dream, and I'm still working on it.
Mm-hmm.
It would be really wonderful to see the story play out on the big screen. All the tragedy, all the obstacle that I faced along the way, I think that it would make a story really a compelling drama story. And I really hope that my story would help give hope to the people who have struggled and who are still trying to get through life's challenge on all levels. And that's my hope.
That sounds really good. So as a public speaker, do you find it is helping to educate people and develop better relationships between the countries? I mean, you're between two countries because I know you go from one place to another and you speak to everyone. Do you find that has helped?
Yes, somewhat. I'm a full-time public servant at Los Angeles Air Force Base right now.
Okay.
So my time is really constrained by the work. But I have spoken in classroom arena at university and at various Asian Pacific Islander events when I was working at Tinker Air Force Base,
mm-hmm.
regarding the new lean toward capitalism and private enterprise in Vietnam and how it affects the people's lives. And I also share my personal survival story with the students and the folks. Recently, I agreed to become a volunteer for the Love International Children Film Festival here in Los Angeles.
Oh, nice.
Yes, which sponsored by the Enlightenment Entertainment. It would be sometime in March of 2016. So I'm very anxious to find more speaking opportunity in order to strengthen the understanding between Vietnam and America, and hopefully it'll bond our relationship. I know that American government has opened the door to many college students in Vietnam, such as, they have a student exchange program for them to come over here and study,
good.
Vice versa. And that was really great. Hopefully, by building this relationship, and when I retire from the government, I can go back and help the orphanage more than what I have been doing so far.
So where can we find more information on your book and yourself?
Well, for the present, I have a website that's still under construction, but it's available.
Okay.
And I expect to wrap up my publishing agreement with Joshua Tree probably by this weekend. My developmental writer, Mr. J. Ward, he had advertised my book at his website.
Okay.
My under construction website is mzing.co/Von Choate, and let me spell that out. It's mzing.co/VANCHOAT.
Great. That's wonderful. Well, thank you, Van, for being my guest and wishing you all the best of success with your book, Sissy, A True Story of Sisterhood and Survival.
Diana, thank you so much for this opportunity to share with the listener about my story.
So you're listening to Beach Corner on BeachBoosterRadio.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, my name's Timothy Weatherall, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Van Choate for being my guest and wish her all the best of success with her upcoming book, Sissy, A True Story of Sisterhood and Survival. For more information, visit mzing.co/VANCHOAT. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Diana Chickie. Beach Corner is broadcast weekly on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 and 7 p.m. and is a regular feature in Beach Booster publication. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.